We're going to read Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32, through to Hebrews 11, verse 2. Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, when you stood your ground in a great contest in the face of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times you stood side by side with those who were so treated. You sympathized with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property, because you knew that you yourselves had better and lasting possessions. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay, but my righteous one will live by faith. And if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. For we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that we can get together and look at the Bible together. Please help us as we look at it. By your Holy Spirit, open our eyes that we would behold wonderful things in your word. Help me to proclaim it faithfully, as I should. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, apologies, there's just a few of you sitting at this sort of part on the top there. Some of the mystery of what happens this morning will be lost on you, but everyone else, you're in a great position. We're going to be thinking about how God keeps his promises. That's the plan. And to help me with that, I brought with me a friend. Now, I don't know if many of you keep a friend in a box. It's not a very nice place to keep them. I'll give you a hint about him, though. His name's Maynard. When he says hello, it's very nice to say back to him, "Hello, Maynard." Okay? Hello, Maynard. Hello, David. Hello, boys and girls. Hello. David, they're asleep. I know, you'd think at 11:15 they'd be awake by now, wouldn't you? Or sort of 20 to 12. Yeah, should we try again? Let's. Hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
That's better. Hey, David, can I tell them something about you? You can tell them whatever you like about me. I'm unafraid. David, well, I should have asked a question, actually. What's the question? David, why is it every time I speak, your lips move? I think it's to do with our relationship and the fact that we get on so well. I think it might be something else. Never mind. David, where is it? Where is what, Maynard? We're going to talk about the Bible and we're going to help explain to the boys and girls and the grown-ups things about the Bible. Where is it, though, David? The Bible? I've just put mine over there. No, where is my banana? I'm sorry, where is your banana? We're talking about the Bible, Maynard. I know, jokes, okay, fine, but banana? Yeah, this morning at breakfast, David, you said...
What did I say?
You said, I will let you have a banana if you come to Sizer Street with me.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
I think you're right. I remember that now. Just when I was eating my porridge. Maynard, if you come to Spice Street with me, you can have a banana, I said, didn't I?
Yes, so where is it?
Hang on a minute. There it is.
Oh, brilliant! Hang on.
What? It's a banana?
Yeah, it's, manky.
It's not that manky. You can still eat that.
Yeah, it tastes funny, though. Still, I suppose it's banana, and you did say banana. Put it back, I'll have it later.
Okay. There you go. So I made a promise. I said that I'd do something, and I kept it.
Yeah, and all these hours I've been waiting, just wondering, will you keep your promise? Well, David, I've got three questions about God and promises.
Okay, three questions about God and promise. Question number one.
Yeah, why?
Why?
Why does God make promises?
Okay, question number one, why? Okay, question number two.
What?
What?
What does God promise?
What does God promise? Why does God make promises? What does God promise? And question number three,
how?
How?
How can I be sure he'll keep his promise?
Okay, right. So number one, why does God make promises? Two, what does God promise? Three, how?
You got it, David. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'll go. Bye.
Bye-bye, Maynard. He's off, leaving me on my own. Typical Maynard. Never mind, doesn't matter. What we can do is think about those three questions. Why does God make promises? What promises does he make, and how can we be sure we can trust him? And to help us think about that, we are going to have a quiz, okay, a Bible quiz. And I hope you know some things from the Bible. Don't worry if you don't.
you let your neighbours answer. And boys and girls, you might know the answers. You might have to ask a grown-up near you, but it's a teamwork thing. And you can always cheat, by which I mean you can grab hold of your Bible. Might look slightly different from this, but you can grab hold of your Bible and look and see what the answer is in there. We need two teams. I think I will do down the middle again. So if you're in the middle, don't worry. You can be on either side. Doesn't matter. And we'll call you the bananas over here. Hello, bananas.
Hello.
Very good. And the oranges over here. Hello, oranges.
Hello.
Slightly more tired on the orange side. Never mind. Questions for each team and so on. Now, I need some helpers. I don't know if any kind of year five or six, a helper from... I'll have you two on the end. You can be my helpers. Thank you very much. Shepherd, very appropriate. Okay, do you want to come stand here, Shepherd? You're going to be an orange and you can be a banana, okay? And what I need you guys to do is, if anyone gets to answer a question, if they answer it correctly, then there's a prize, okay? Now, I'll show you what the prize is. You guys are going to have a prize later as well. I'll show you what the prize... I'm going to give you a glimpse of the prize, okay? You have to look very closely and very quickly. Here's a glimpse of the prize, and it's gone again. Because I think it'd be mayhem if I gave it to you now. So what I'll do is I'll write your name down on a little bit of paper, and later on, over coffee, I'll give you your prize. That's a promise, okay? It's a promise. You won't have your prize now, but it's waiting for you over coffee. It's a promise. And these guys are going to help me with coming around to you. But they will give you now, just as something to sort of a little marker to show that you've answered a question. They're going to give you a sticker if you answer a question. And also, they're going to help me with something I've lost. You will notice I will lose everything during the course of this. And I've already lost the microphone, which I carefully put. That's the thing, you see. You guys can help me with this. Lovely. Right, we're set. One more thing to tell you, which is, I'm slightly deaf. Okay, got hearing aids. So, if you tell me your name and answer, you just need to either speak clearly into there or shout nice and loudly for me. And if I go things like, if I say, what, just be patient, please. Okay, right, you ready? Are you ready? Bananas, are you ready?
Yeah.
Oranges, are you ready?
Yeah.
You're not ready, never mind. Okay, right. Oh, I should explain the numbers. The numbers, I'll explain them in a minute. Let's start with a question. And so these first two questions, one for each team, are to do with that first question that Maynard asked, why does God make promises? Okay, we've got all these promises in the Bible, got all these promises in the Psalms that the boys and girls showed us. What fantastic promises there. And all over the Bible there are promises. Why? Okay, so question one to the bananas. Took about half an hour for the early service to get this question, so it's the hardest one of the lot. What is wrong with this statement? Something very slightly wrong. It's not deep and theological, but very slightly wrong with this statement from Genesis. In Genesis 12, God promised Abraham three things. People, land, and blessing. Okay, bananas, what is slightly wrong with that statement? In Genesis 12, God promised Abraham three things. People, land, and blessing. You're allowed to look in your Bible if you want to. We'll give you clues. You're on the wrong team now, mate. I'm sorry. And you can't answer because you're up here. But let's see if anyone else knows. You can join in at the top if you want to. You don't have to be little. Anyone know? What do you think? Take the microphone. Down to the front.
Isn't it God's people, God's place, God's rule and blessing?
Yeah, that's very similar. I was just being short. You're right, but that's not my little mistake. You're very good. That's great. I'm glad to hear the Sunday school teaching you well. But not well enough, because that bit was a bit obvious. There's something slightly more subtle than that. Shall I give you a clue? I'll give you a clue because you're going, oh dear. In Genesis 12, God promised Abraham... people, land, and blessing. Rule and blessing. Mumble, mumble, mumble. Don't even have to have a child near you. You can have a go at answering. He's got an idea. He's got...
Abraham,
he's saying. Take over the microphone. Let's see if he got it right. Say it in the microphone.
Abraham.
Abraham. That's right. His name wasn't Abraham at the time. It was Abraham. Give him a sticker. Very good. Let me take your name so you can have chocolate later. It works, believe me.
Donald. Donald King.
Donald, brilliant. Donald, you are my first winner. You can have chocolate later on. He knew it. He's getting chocolate anyway, so it doesn't matter. Now, Donald, will you please choose a number, 1 to 9? Behind the numbers are scores. Okay, they're all randomly moved around. They're between 1 and 4.
Number eight.
It's a 2. It's not a bad start. 2. Let's give Donald a big clap. Whoa! Okay, God's promised Abraham. Do you want to give the microphone to our friend here? And question for the oranges. In Exodus 2 verse 8, God promised Moses that he would rescue his people from the Egyptians and bring them into a good and spacious land. What would the land be flowing with? What would the land be flowing with? Exodus 2 verse 8, God's promise to Moses, big and spacious land, flowing with what? What was it flowing with? Oh, I think he knows. Off you go, down the bottom there.
Milk and honey.
Milk and honey is absolutely right. Give him a clap. Woo! Let's have a sticker. And tell me your name.
Thomas.
Tom. Thomas. There he is. Thomas is promised some chocolate. By the way, some of these chocolates have got nuts and things in them, so parents, if your child is nut intolerant, please let me know before I give them chocolates. Right, now, are you going to choose a number? You can't have eight, it's gone. What would you like?
One.
Not a bad choice, because behind one is three. Oh, eight. You'd be so lucky. Two for that side, and three for that side. One. So, at the end of the first round, the orange has got three, the banana's got two. But what's it all about? What's it all about? Now, why does God give us promises? He gave us promises to Abraham and Moses, didn't he? And why does he give them? Because we can't see everything that God does. We can't see everything that God does. Imagine if you were this child and you're looking around and then you put on these lovely dark glasses. You wouldn't be able to see very much at all, actually, knowing what these are like, would you? And in fact, a lot of what God does for us is stuff we can't see. Let me read to you from that Bible reading again from Hebrews. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. So, certain of what we do not see. There are things about God today, now, for me and you, that I can't see. But I'm certain of them because of God's promises. And sure of what we hope for. There are things that God has said will happen in the future that I can't see and I'm waiting for. And God makes promises about those. So why does God make promises? Because there are things that we can't see now, like God's love and his forgiveness. Can't actually see them. And there are things of the future, like Jesus' return and the promise of a new kingdom, a place where we'll be living with him forever if we trust in Jesus. Can't see them now either. Need God. I need God to make promises. Great. Because can't see. Ready for round two? Yeah. Okay, we'll start with bananas. Are you ready, bananas? These questions, I think, I don't know, they might be slightly easier. Okay, these are about Maynard's second question. What does God promise? Okay, here's a question. A famous promise, and I want to know the Bible reference, okay? I hope, for the sake of Spicer Street, that you're quicker on this than you were on the last two. Okay, here's the famous promise. Bible reference, please. No shouting, hands up. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Bible reference? Oh, middle of the second row over there, third row. Wait, get the microphone.
John.
John where? Can you remember? Daddy tell you.
3:16.
Say again.
3:16.
3:16. Well done. Great. Brilliant. And a sticker. And while you're there, tell me your name.
Obi.
Obi. I'll write what I heard. You want to try being my family with this deaf thing? It's great fun. Great fun. Obi, you need to choose a number. You can't have one and you can't have eight, but you can have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 9.
Six,
that's a good one, because it's got a four behind it. Woohoo! So 4 and 2 is 6 for the bananas. Well done. And there's an amazing promise that was in John 3 verse 16. What does Jesus promise we're thinking about? Here's another question for the oranges. Okay, oranges, are you ready? Are you all ready, oranges?
Yes!
Thomas is ready. Sorry, you've answered one already. Okay, in John 4 verse 10, I tell you what, in the earlier service, a little boy about this big got this right straight away. Okay, in John 4 verse 10, Jesus met a woman at a well and promised her a special kind of water. What kind of water? John 4 verse 10, you're allowed to cheat if you want to. Jesus met a woman at the well, promised her a special kind of water. What kind of water? Any idea? Hands up if you think you know. I can't see people looking at their Bibles. That's a very good way of finding out the answer. John 4, verse 10. Scrabble around. I'll mumble while you do it. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, over there, he knows. Okay, let's go over there. Off you go, over there.
It's living water.
Was it living water? It is. It's living water. Thank you very much. Absolutely right. Let's have a clap. Woo! Living water. Now, would you like to tell me your name?
Peter.
Peter, brilliant. Peter, you can have some chocolate later. It's a promise. Will I keep my promise? So Donald, Thomas, Obie and Peter have all got the promise of chocolate. But Peter just needs to, you probably can't see the numbers, let me tell you what there are. Peter, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 and 9. Two? Two has got behind it? Oh, bad luck. Never mind, never mind. 3 and 1 is 4. 4 and 2 is 6. So the banana's got 6.
Three.
Orange has got 4. There's another 4 lurking, oranges. You might still get it. You never know. So, now, where have we got to? So, the question was, what does Jesus promise? Here I've got a picture of, what's that? Lifeboat. Really smart lifeboat, going fast. A lifeboat brings rescue to people. You fall out of your boat in the sea, along come the RNLI, and rescue you. And we've asked the question, what does Jesus promise? And what Jesus promises is rescue. Now the point is, what does God promise? God promises Jesus and rescue. So all the promises in the Old Testament that we've heard, the boys and girls tell us about, all the other promises that we find in the Bible, what are they about? They're all about Jesus and the rescue he brings. Jesus and the relationship with God that he brings, the change in our relationship. Some of the promises are specifically just about Jesus, like he would be the suffering servant, he would be the new prophet, he would be this sort of thing. And these are promises about Jesus. Other promises are about what Jesus does with us and that new relationship. So the forgiveness and the life that he can bring. The complete change in who we are by taking us from being dead before God to being alive to God as we trust in Jesus and we receive his grace. Wow. So what does God promise? Jesus and rescue in Jesus. And if you think about it, those, some of those things are those unseen things, aren't they? Again, his forgiveness. I look around me. I can't see forgiveness, but it's a promise for me to trust in. And I think ahead. Jesus has said that one day, if I trust in Jesus, I'll be with Jesus in a new creation. It'll be a perfect place, and Jesus will be there with me. I'll be there with Jesus. I can't see that, but it's a promise for me to trust. So, why do we need promises? Because we can't see some of the things that God does. What does God promise? He promises us Jesus and relationship with Jesus. Okay, guys, you're doing a very good job. One more round to do. Okay, but before we do our last round, I've just got to nip up there and get something. I'll be back in just a moment. Okay. Oh, there's a dodgy wire there on that step. I better watch out as I go up the steps in case I fall over. Ah! Oh. Stay there. Oh, dear. My name is Dave, and I look after the health and safety in this region. And I'm a bit worried about your step up there. There's a wire with a little loop in it, and it looks like our other friend David tripped up. So just be careful of your health and safety. You all right with that? I wouldn't like to, take you to the police or anything at this stage, but just be careful of your health and safety. Bear that in mind, please. Thank you very much. Let me just have another look. Now, it'll be a bit dodgy if I am. I better be careful as I go up here. I wouldn't want to trip over. Ah! Now, where were we? Round three. Round three. Can we trust God to keep his promises? Maynard's last question. So, question one, why does God make promises? Because we can't see everything he does. Question two, what does he promise? Jesus and relationship with him. Question three, can we trust God to keep his promises? Let's start with the bananas. You ready, bananas?
Yes!
Okay, question. Oh, favourite Bible story from Mark 5, verse 36. Jesus and Jairus were on their way to Jairus' home because Jairus' daughter was terribly ill. In fact, someone came up to Jairus and said, "Don't bother Jesus anymore. Your daughter is dead." Jesus said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid. Just believe." What happened when they got to Jairus' house? What happened when they got to Jairus' house? On the left, at the front. Through the microphone.
Jesus rose the girl from the dead.
That's right. He said to the girl, "Get up, little girl, get up." And she did. She was alive again, as if she'd never been dead at all. Wow, amazing. Give her a clap. Whee! Okay, tell me your name.
Hannah.
Hannah, you are promised chocolate. Okay, I know you don't like chocolate. Sorry. Right, Hannah, you've got to choose a number. 3, 4, 5, 7, or 9?
7.
7, and behind the 7 is... 3. Hope we haven't got any mathematicians here. We'll keep going anyway. So, 3 and 4 is 7. 9 points for the bananas! Woo! Fantastic, big clap. Excellent. Okay, last question for the oranges. You ready, oranges?
Yeah!
Hooray! Right, here we go. Last question. Which famous Bible Christian said this about God keeping his promises? Which famous Bible Christian said this? "I am not ashamed because I know whom I've believed and am convinced that he is able to guard what I've entrusted to him for that day." What famous Bible Christian made that promise? What famous Bible Christian made that promise? You're doing well. I'm sure you know. I'm sure you know. Does anyone else know? Over there. Just over there in the end of that row. Yeah. Mummy can say it for you if you like.
Paul.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Well done, it's Paul. It was Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. Fantastic. Have a sticker and then tell me your name.
Darcy.
Brilliant. Chocolate for you. Or chocolate for your mum later, probably, I think. Great. So, how are we doing? Oh, you need to choose a number. Thank you for reminding me. This is why I have helpers. Okay, you can choose a 3, a 4, a 5, and a 9. And you need... well, let's not talk about what you need. What would you like to choose?
3.
No, you don't want to choose 3. Try 4, 5, or 9.
5.
5. Good choice. 4 points. Hey, so that makes it 8 for the oranges.
Yeah.
And 9 for the bananas. Hey, oh, bad luck, oranges. It was so close. Bananas are our winners. Give my lads a really big clap. Do you want to sit down? Okay, do you want to sit down, guys? Thank you very much for your help. Now, we've got one last thing to see up here. So the question is, can I trust God? Or how do I know I can trust God to keep his promises? Now, in the Bible, there's lots of evidence, okay? A magnifying glass is the sort of thing that Sherlock Holmes would have when he's looking for evidence of something, okay? And in the Bible, there's lots of evidence that God keeps his promises. So, for example, Jairus. Jesus says to Jairus, don't be afraid, just believe. And does he keep that promise? Yes, he does. Jesus brings Jairus' daughter back to life. Paul went through all sorts of difficult things because he wanted to share the message of Jesus with people. Did God keep his promise that he would be faithful to him? Yes, he did. And Paul was convinced that even though, maybe he was in jail when he wrote this, even though he was having a tough time, he knew that God would still keep his promises. So there's evidence all the way through the Bible. So, 3 things. Number 1, why? Why does God make promises? Because we can't see everything about God and all the things that he does for us. Number 2, what does God promise then? Jesus. And rescue with Jesus. That relationship with God we can have through him. Things, and lots about that we can't see. We can see the outworking of it in our lives, but things we can't see, like forgiveness. I can't actually see it today myself. And Jesus' return. I've got to wait for that. And thirdly, is there evidence? Yes, there is. Just coming back to that Bible verse up there. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. In the Old Testament, lots of promises about Jesus, and some of those are already fulfilled in the New Testament, so we know that God keeps his promises for the other ones that we're still waiting for. Now, I just need to check up here something. Oh, mind that step. Ah! Stuck. Hello. You stay there. Now, where were we? Health and safety. Now, I was just thinking a minute, because this stuff, it kind of turns my health and safety on its head, really. On its head, I should say. Turns my health and safety on its head, because you think of it, health and safety is kind of what we want, isn't it? Health. We want to live a long life to a 90-something and never have anything wrong with us. And safety. We want never to have anything happen wherever we move, wherever we live. We want it all to be great. And the trouble is, for lots of us, it's not like that, is it? So health, maybe there's something wrong with your health and you worry. And you know you're not going to get to 90. Health is a worry. And we love God to do something about our health. And safety, we know that it's not always safe and things hurt us. And we wish that maybe God would do something about that. But you know what? All these promises aren't about that in the end. They're about, in all of that, in all of the fact that you might be ill or unwell, that you might do something dangerous, maybe because you want to help people know the gospel, or maybe you want to tell your friends the gospel and you think they might not like you because of it. In all of that unhealth and unsafety stuff, God's promises are always there. God's promises are always there. And that relationship with Jesus is rock solid. Doesn't matter how healthy I am. Doesn't matter how safe I am. My relationship with Jesus, if I trust in him, absolutely solid, and all our promises are kept by God, and that is brilliant, because that means I can be bold, I can step out, and I can do things which I might never dare to do if I didn't know God would keep his promises. I can be bold, and I can be sure, it doesn't matter how healthy I am, how unhealthy, how safe or how unsafe, I can be sure that God is there with me, and I can trust in him whatever happens. It's brilliant. Now let me go and sort out that David and find him again. Ah! Just jumping down there. So, first question. Why does God make his promises? You can't see everything about God. Second one. What does he promise? Jesus and a relationship with him. Absolutely fantastic. Which overrides all the things that we worry about in this world, about health and safety and that kind of thing. And third one, can I trust God? Oh, yes. Plenty of evidence to show that we can. Thank you very much, bananas and oranges. Bananas, you only just won. Boys and girls, if you've got your name up here, and grown-ups, there's chocolate for you afterwards. There are stickers. I've got loads of stickers. So even if you don't get chocolate, you can have some stickers. Talk to me over coffee. Let's pray. Just a bit of quiet, shall we? Just think about God's promises. Maybe you want to think about a particular promise and praise God for that. Or just tell him you trust him about it. Maybe you want to thank him for something or ask for his help to do with his trustworthiness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that all of the promises you've made are yes in Christ Jesus. And so we pray that you'd help us to be those who don't turn back, but who trust in you and are bold in our faith. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, David. It's a joy, isn't it, to know that God is faithful to his promises. And we're going to sing of that now. It'd be wonderful if you could take your songbooks. We're going to sing 258. We're going to rejoice in God's faithfulness. So let's stand and we'll sing together. words from the end of Jude that remind us of God's faithfulness just as we stand together. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Saviour be glory, majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.